Now it's time for Bit.
Yes. And with Bit, we welcome to the air our very own Cray Trey Mitchell. What's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for coming up here on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Trey just walked in just now. He's quite disheveled. He sort of almost in killer call-in fashion asked me if I had contact solution and then informed me that he's been up for 24 hours.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always up.
I mean, I know that...
You sound a little loopy.
I know you got in bed late last night because you emailed me this audio at like 3 in the morning, but...
No, I was still up because I had to do a morning shift.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's... Anytime I do a morning shift, yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of par for the course. I have one or two nights where I'm up all night for 24 hours, so it's all good.
Well, hey, good news. Yeah. When you wake up tomorrow morning...
Yeah, presents.
Santa.
Yeah.
Santa.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't look tired at all or anything.
So
I'm not sure that's correct.
How many years ago was it? 2 years ago where you did the hard line put you up in the bathroom and put you in a tux and made you an attendant?
I think it was a year and a half ago, yeah.
Okay, so this was 2013?
Yeah, it was 2013.
Well, this is one of the best bits I think we've ever done.
Execution was flawless. It requires Cray Trey to stay in character the whole time.
Yes, so we're sort of stealing from that a little bit.
And because, the bit there briefly.
Well.
It was him. Yeah, go ahead.
I was commissioned by the hard line to go into the men's bathroom with condoms and hair gel and not hair gel really, but you know, just be a bathroom porter. And I had, you know, soap,
cigarettes,
condoms.
Something you'd have at a strip club, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
Cologne sprays.
Cologne.
So we took that idea and we turned it into PG, or I guess PG-13.
Right.
And we decided the Shake Joint's Christmas gift to the business office was having Cray Trey go into what we call, which is, it's the break room, but for whatever reason, there's, I guess, an airbrushed logo on the glass that says Cumulus Cafe, and I've always thought that was probably the most ridiculous thing up in this whole place, because that room is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
The coffee's not good. No. I mean, I drink it a lot because I'm a coffee drinker, but it's swill. So I thought, okay, let's sort of steal from the hard line and make Cray Trey a barista. Killer and myself brought our Keurigs from home and got a bunch of K-Cups, had a nice spread of holiday cookies.
Yeah.
And we also had a couple packs of cool menthol cigarettes out of the pack.
Lucy's.
And we also decided to also steal from that hardline bit and put some condoms out on the table.
Cumulus staple.
Both regular and Scandrick.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, there was a register to win box, like you might see at a remote where Killer's at, where you can register to win kiddos cowboy tickets or an Emmitt Smith signed football. But it said register to win one night stand.
It was two saleswomen who were having a big kick out of me there, so they brought a big a thing for a one night stand, register to have one night stand.
Well, first of all, you're welcome, business office, because we gave you better coffee for a morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And what you might not have known, salespeople, is we were rolling on the whole thing. And you were in there for 3.5, 4 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours, yeah.
And you actually made some money, too, didn't you?
Yeah, $17.
Yeah, we had a tip jar out.
Yeah,
that's more than you made this morning.
I know.
And if you want a visual, go to my Twitter, and I tweeted out a picture yesterday of it. It's Cray Trey in an apron with a Santa hat as the barista. And you were in there a while, and I want more than anything, I just wanted, while the coffee was brewing, to have Trey force small talk onto his coworkers. So let's just go ahead and start. Let's start with cut 4. And by the way, you gave me like 18 cuts of gold. I tried to sift through some of the best. And let's start with number 4. And I like where you took this.
Hello. Welcome to the Cumulus Cafe. All
right. Let me try
We got sugar, buddy?
Oh, yeah, over there.
I'm sorry? Colombian.
Colombian?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you doing, ma'am?
Doing all right.
You good? So have you guys tried Uber yet? Or do you guys drove bus? Uber.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I usually drive bus, but I started, you know, using Uber more often now. Because I really like how the city moves, you know? Like driving bus. I kind of get the same feeling with Uber. So it's a good deal.
My father-in-law is 85. My mother-in-law is 79. Used it back in Sacramento to go to the airport.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever. I started using it in California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get all the California deals, but they still work.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty great because, you know, how... if you sign someone on, it was, at my time, it was $20 off.
I just like your career.
I drove bus.
Then Cray's eyes glaze over. She's
yeah,
going
like
into
talking,
the story.
Like, what is this? Yeah, I love it so much. Well, yeah, I sometimes do Uber, but used to I drove bus.
I like how
I
you
like
threw
how
in
the city
how
moved.
The city moves.
Spot and drop of the year.
Something to move.
Pretty, I drove bus.
Pretty early in the day, we also had a malfunction. So we had a couple of, you know, Keurigs are pretty straightforward.
Right.
But we had disaster, didn't we?
We did.
Let's hear it.
How are you doing, sir?
Good, good.
Good. Can I get your name, please?
Jacob.
All right, Carl. So you want Black Magic coffee?
Yes.
All right. Now, I hear this gives you wizard powers, so...
I'm hoping...
You know. Oh, that's going on by itself. That's not good. That's really not good. Oh, I guess there's a filter in there. So it doesn't really matter.
You're a barista, so...
Yeah, well... Stop.
I want to get a
there we
cup
go.
In there.
Yeah, that's bad. Where's the... Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you.
So you're just spilling water everywhere?
Yeah, it just started going. I guess I'm used to mine that just works flawlessly.
Yeah, sorry.
I really enjoy... Okay, Carl?
Yeah, I like how
have
you,
a hot Carl.
You're clearly writing on the cup his Carl. Name like you would at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Brilliant, crazy.
Genius.
We had cigarettes on the table, and I'm really surprised that only a few of these got taken. We got some menthols and cools to be, you know, exact. And we decided to spruce it up. We put them in a festive holiday mug. And, you know, we had some Lucy's out for people. And that was,
yeah,
one
well.
Of, was one of the items we had as well.
Hello, welcome to the Cumulus Cafe.
You know,
Merry Christmas.
I was like, I see the cools. I see
yeah.
The cook, I see the... Are you really serving coffee?
Yes, yeah, sir. You want some coffee? We got
I
a whole bunch.
Good stuff here.
Yeah, we got... We got dark magic if you're a dark wizard. We got French vanilla if you're French.
No, give me the dark wizard.
All right, the dark wizard coffee. Dark magic.
Who's putting their cools out of my flow? Who said that? Name that movie. You're way too young.
I might not be too young.
You know this one. Who's putting their cools out of my flow?
Good morning.
What movie is
good morning.
That?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Cumulus Cafe. Would you want any coffee? Yes, please take a cigarette.
Okay.
Oh, we don't have any matches, but so good.
Who's putting their cools out of my flow?
Very nice.
Yes, welcome to Kima's Cafe. Yeah, no matches. I'm sorry, but
no matches.
Would you like a cookie?
I don't want a cookie.
Wow. You're really trying to force that cookie on her.
Yeah. Well, and whoever that was really trying to force that movie line on everybody
he
the
was.
Entire time.
He,
hey, who's putting the cool in my flow? I mean,
he was saying it to the guy next to him, and then I was trying to show him. He's like, you're too young.
Yeah, and what age do you get to be when you get to start saying that? Because I hear that probably three or four times
time.
A week from everyone.
Yeah. It's a level of condescending that is special. So, I actually was told that when I picked the Cowboys to make the playoffs this year. Ooh. That one day you would learn to stop fooling around with this.
Let's hear more of Trey's sales pitch.
Yes, yes, we're brought to you by menthols. The Christmas cigarette.
Like this? Just like that? What's your name?
My name is Trey.
Trey, nice
yes.
to meet you. I'm Ioana.
I'm sorry?
Ioana.
Ioana? Thank you.
Okay.
How are you doing, sir? Four C's.
Actually, with one more, not to mess up your deal.
Well, candy canes, yeah. And six, there's cash, too, you know.
Oh, wow.
Got a lot of C's here.
Coffee.
Creamer's a 7C. We got the 7 C's of Christmas. Like there's 7 Dragon Balls. 7 C's.
What? Pause it real quick.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Why are you throwing out Dragon Balls?
I don't know.
That's
I
just
was in the
always
zone.
Top. I was in the zone.
What? What are you talking about? I have a giant question mark over my head about Dragon Balls.
It's there's 7 Dragon Balls. They grant you wishes. It's from a
Dragon Ball
part,
Z.
Yeah,
man.
Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Duh. The Japanimation.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
Japanimation.
We just had the reverse of the Trading Places thing.
Yeah,
we might be
too
old.
To know
one day
this.
You'll understand.
Yeah, one day you'll understand. Jake,
I think we are. I think we have time for one or two more. I guess you know with bartenders, you know they hear a lot of. They're basically there, you know. You can vent to them.
Yeah, it's like being at the therapist.
Sometimes you want to go where everyone knows your name.
So, yes.
So Cray-Tray had to assume that role as a barista yesterday in the Cumulus Cafe.
Would you have any condoms this time of year to wrap your presents, you know, with? Cigarettes.
To wrap your presents with.
We got, you know, you got to wrap them around the tree. You don't want any Secret Santa in 9 months, so.
I can picture that my kids trying to open the gift wrapped in a condom.
It's a good stocking stuffer, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey now.
It's never too early to teach them safe sex,
that's,
you know. Yes.
And I've got a 15-year-old daughter, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going
to... I will stop jokes now.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to leave that up to my wife.
Right.
To handle that kind of conversation. Just get really uncomfortable whenever... I mean, should the dad be bringing up that kind of topic?
I don't know. I, you know.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a balance beam for sure.
Mm-hmm. It kids these days, you know, you just never know.
Trey had everything but birds and the bees advice.
You just never know.
I love that.
Oh, then I'll stop the jokes now. Yeah, my daughter's 15.
Right. Condoms seemed to be just, I guess everybody was a little thrown by the condoms. Because we not only had, you know, regular,
there's a lot of different varieties.
We had the Magnums out as well. You never know. And just a quick clip here. This I think this threw a girl for a loop.
Yeah.
They're Christmas cookies.
You have all different sizes of condoms.
We do. There's different sizes penises. I mean, I'm just saying that as a doctor.
Sensitive. Of course.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh my God. You are the real MVP. I mean, that is why there are different sizes of condoms. It's a very basic.
Yeah, it's.
He sounds like he said that before to a girl. Very confident in the delivery.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's different sizes.
What kind of look on the face did she have when you said that?
I think she was laughing.
We have a drop forever now.
Yeah.
That's good. And I guess one more. Our friend Mishrod next door came by.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she was aware of the bit or not, but...
She wasn't. But
just having Trey interact with Mishrod on any level is good. So here, enjoy.
How are you doing?
Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the Keyless Cafe. Can I interest you in any cookies, coffee, condoms, cigarettes?
Holy
the four C's of Christmas? I'm just taking it from personal reference,
you know. Yeah, right. It's from your...
My collection.
Your collection.
I bought all the other ones myself, but that's personal.
Was
it a real cigarette? You want a cigarette?
Gosh.
Mishrod?
Cray.
Did you want a coffee? I'll make you a coffee. It's free.
I'm suspicious of you. I don't know. You may... Are you recording?
No.
Are you sure?
Why are you acting so weird? Hello, sir. How are you doing? You know, you want any cookies or anything like that?
I'm good.
Yeah. All right. How's your holiday going?
Pretty good.
Good? It's going all right, you know. It's a little tough when you get divorced and... You know, that's really tough during the holidays, but luckily I have a locksmith, you know. Paul, a locksmith.
There you go.
It's a good deal. That's a good deal. Because they really care about the guy in the relationship, you know. A lot of places don't, but the locksmiths do. So I really like that. After a divorce. You take it easy too, sir. God bless you.
I like how you're working sponsors in.
Yeah, that's I like spot humor for sure. Get out, sweetie. Change the locks.
And we have one more here I guess we have time for, and this just it speaks for itself.
How are you doing?
Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the Keyless Cafe.
What gag show is this?
A gag show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is... What is one of those shows?
It's the ticket.
Oh.
This is some sort of a ticket thing.
Okay.
Here you go, sir.
Even though he says we're not.
Yeah,
thank
I'm
you.
Sure. If it's a ticket, I'm sure we are.
Yeah,
you said the dark magic?
Yeah, that's mine.
Awesome.
Yeah, something like this has got to be a trick from the...
I don't know what we would be doing. I mean, we're just giving coffee.
Yeah, right. We know the group.
So, got all your Christmas shopping done yet? Anyone?
Wait, Christmas ain't coming to my house. Christmas is my house every day.
I hear you.
I ain't buying nothing extra just for Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we gonna keep it.
That's good. People forget that.
Got to keep everything in perspective.
You do.
The holiday season. Well, bravo. Great work,
Bravo, Cray Train.
Fantastic.
And there was so much more because I think the jig was up after a while. Like, yeah. I think the folks down at that end of the hallway under kind of maybe caught wind of what was going on. And
yeah.
There was so much audio that you could tell they were trying to force humor, which isn't very funny.
Yeah.
But so. That was great, Cray.
There are different sizes of penises. Oh.
There's different sizes of penises.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Okay.